Good afternoon. Welcome to Concordia Seminary. It is great to have you here on this beautiful St. Louis day. We are here to celebrate God's goodness, His kindness, His love, His mercy, His grace in the person and work of Jesus Christ. It is great to have you here. I hope you were able to pick up the devotional folder on your way in. We'll be using that for our opening devotion. And then I'll have a few announcements right after the devotion to talk about what else we'll be doing this evening and for the rest of the reunion. So again, welcome. If you'd open your worship folder, we'll do the devotional. As we make our beginning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The psalmody is printed out for you there, Psalm 46. We'll read it responsively. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns.
The nations rage, the kingdoms totter, he utters his voice, the earth melts.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth.
He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The psalm that I've chosen for the scripture reading and the meditation for our opening devotion is selected verses from Psalm 90. You can open your hymnals if you want to follow along. We'll be reading verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 17. Lord, you've been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad as for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands upon us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. This is the word of the Lord. Dear fellow stewards, I'm going to share with you a few thoughts on this psalm, Psalm 90. And it'll be under the theme, heart, hands, and head. But let me start the right way. Head, heart, and hands. I don't know if you noticed when I read the passage, but Moses is talking about those three things to the children of Israel. But before we get into Psalm 90, just wanted to share with you that on May the 20th, President Meyer closed the 177th academic year of Concordia Seminary. And 80 MDiv students and 2 deaconess students brought to a close their academic work here at the seminary, and they became alumni, a group which you are as well. And over those 177 years, you'll see this in the magazine that was in your welcome packet, 12,500 people have gone from Concordia Seminary to serve the Lord around the world. 12,500. It's a lot of people who have been blessed by this institution, but more so by the gospel which they took out. I wanted to share with you the mission statement of Concordia Seminary. You'll probably hear it again before you leave. Concordia Seminary serves church and world by providing theological education and leadership centered in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ for the formation of pastors, missionaries, deaconesses, scholars, and leaders in the name of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Men and women are formed here for ministry just as you were formed, head, heart, and hands. Psalm 90, written by Moses, the only psalm we have in the Psalter that was written by Moses. It's the oldest psalm. It is a prayer that Moses prayed, and my Bible anyway says a prayer of Moses, a man of God, a prophet. And he wrote this psalm toward the end of the children of Israel's wandering in the wilderness. They were, a number of them, a generation of them, were going to die because of disobedience, and Moses himself knew that he wouldn't be long in the world either. He was going to die before they entered the promised land. And so he writes this prayer, this psalm, and he starts it this way. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. What a beautiful way to start a prayer, focusing his attention and our attention on the eternal God, from everlasting to everlasting. Moses was praying for the children of Israel that they would understand that even though their life was transitory and temporary, he's eternal. And just as he is eternal, so are his promises. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. God, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Moses was writing this, and some of the verses I didn't read make this very clear, that life for the Israelites was transitory and temporary. They were going to die, as are we. But Moses wanted to counter that by demonstrating to them that God is eternal. He doesn't die. He lives forever. And he was praying after a recitation of temptations and sins and disobedience that the Israelites were guilty of. He focuses on the favor of God. And he focuses at first on the head when he says, "So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom." Part of the formation process here at the seminary is for the head, so that students are filled with the knowledge of Scripture and the confessions, whether it's exegetical, systematic, historical, or practical theology, that they learn what they need to know to be formed as pastors and deaconesses. Moses was saying to the children of Israel, praying for them, and he prays for us that our hearts too would be filled with wisdom. And you and I know what that wisdom is. Christ, the power of God. Christ, the wisdom of God. So it is a matter of the head, that we number our days, that we too understand that we're here for just a little while. And as we do, as we steward each one of those days, we pray that God would give us a wisdom to do it rightly, that Christ is in the center of every day that we live. Then he says it's also a matter of the heart. He says, "Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all of our days." That's that deep down in the heart joy that we have because we know who we are in Christ. And that never changes. His salvation is sure. We believe it. We trust it. No matter what the trials, temptations, difficulties of life might bring, and you know it brings it, our hearts are in the hands of Christ. And we can trust him and his promises as being sure. It's a matter of the head, but it's also a matter of the heart. And the compassion that Jesus has shown to us, we are now free to show to each other as we go about our tasks. And finally, it's a matter of the hands. This is what Moses says, what he prays. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands. Yes, establish the work of our hands. We are stewards of the mysteries of God. And I know I've seen a few of you walking around the campus already. I hope you've paid close attention to the banners that you see all over the place. These banners go up every time about this time of year when call day occurs and when graduation occurs. And you'll see there's a big one on the building over there, and it says simply, lead with the gospel. Lead with the gospel. And that's what we're privileged to do, being formed head, heart, and hands. With heads full of knowledge and hearts full of love, our hands are ready for work. And that work doesn't end till God calls us home to be with him eternally. So these words of Moses, I think, are beautiful for us. One of the reasons that I like this psalm so much is a hymn that was written about this psalm. The hymn is, Our God, Our Hope in Ages Past. Hymn 733 in the Lutheran Service Book, which we're going to sing in just a few moments. It was written by Isaac Watts. And you may remember that Isaac Watts wrote over 600 hymns. When he was younger, he had this poetic talent, and I read that sometimes he even spoke in poems as he talked to people. That might get a little old after a while, but that was a talent he had. And so Isaac Watts complained to his father about the metric psalms that they had in his day, and his father told him, look, if you don't like them, write some new ones. So he did. He wrote hymns to every psalm except for 12 of them. Some of them you'll recognize. Joy to the World, based on Psalm 98, and Jesus Shall Reign, based on Psalm 72. He is known as the father of English hymnody. The hymn that we're going to sing is based on Psalm 90, and as you sing it, think about God's eternal, everlasting love that he extends to us every day. Please join me in singing hymn 733.
Thank you.
Please stand to pray. O God, Father of all mercy and God of all comfort, you always go before and follow after us. Grant that we may rejoice in your gracious presence and continually be given to all good works. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen. Please be seated. Again, it's good to welcome you to Concordia Seminary. My name is Wayne Nolhoff. I serve the seminary as the Director of Alumni Relations, the Director of Placement, and the Director of the Center for Stewardship. We have a full couple days for you. I would just remind you that after we're done here, we'll go to the cookout, which is just in the quad. You perhaps saw the tables over there. There'll also be a carillon concert starting at 7 o'clock, which will go from 7 to 8. And then I know some of you have some time that you've already scheduled to meet together. We encourage you to do that. Spend some time remembering, reconnecting, reminiscing. So we want to give you a lot of time to be able to meet together and to talk with each other. Tomorrow morning, breakfast, for those of you who signed up, begins at 7:30 in Coburg. And then at 9 a.m. we'll begin the morning program at Werner Auditorium. There are some signs around that'll direct you to that. And you should have been given a map of the seminary if you don't remember how to get to various places. So, great to have you here. God's richest blessings on your time. And before we go, however, we will say the common table prayer so that when you get out there, you can start. Join me as we pray. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Blessings on your evening.